One other key thing about this trip for the president, you know, much of this, the pint of Guinness in Ireland, photos meeting William and Kate yesterday, serving up burgers to the troops in the Downing Street garden at that barbecue earlier. Those images will all go down very well back home for him in the States as he gears up for next year's election.
But that's not the big story dominating the American news networks. This is Newsbeat's US reporter Dave Howard, and the top headline here just now...
It is large and in charge right now, gentlemen.
Tornadoes that have ripped through the Midwest, killed more than 100 people, and left many more missing.
He was last seen in a bathtub. We've not been able to locate the bathtub.
Further down, there's an American politician who had an affair, Oprah's last show later, and then...
President Obama this morning took a trip to the fabled Prime Minister's residence at 10 Downing Street.
The table tennis, burger flipping with the Prime Minister, David Cameron, and look at the white teeth beaming out from page 3 of this tabloid newspaper, the New York Post. It's the First Lady, Michelle Obama, with the Duchess of Cambridge, formerly Kate Middleton. Outside, we meet 21-year-old Max and Niaja, who's 17.
We just... have that connection.
They reckon they've got a pretty special relationship. How long have you guys been together?
For 9 months.
We've known each other all our lives and we decided to get together not so long ago.
President Obama's speech in Parliament was directed at least as much to voters in the States as it was to the UK. He starts fighting another election soon. And while they don't obsess here like some do at home about how close the two countries are, Max says he still thinks the UK will always stand with America.
I hope so. Because I think we would have their back. I hope we have each other's back so that way in future time, we don't have to worry about nothing.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Newsbeat.
8 minutes to 6 now. Let's look at some more stories.